Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, August 20th, 1960, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on the expected opening of a novel potato crisp plant in Barbados. It was expected that the plant, which would be located at Pinfold Street in the city, will begin its operations from September and produce north of 750,000 8-cent packets annually. Mr. Edward A. Benjamin, the governing director of Barbados Chef Products, the company that intended to launch the plant, spoke about the possibilities to be derived from its establishment on island, making reference to an English crisp company that the year previous turned out 800 million packets. Mr. Benjamin believed that by the end of September or early October, locally made potato chips would be on the shelves of local shops. Mr. Benjamin also noted that his company intended to take the production of crisps even further by utilizing locally grown produce like breadfruits, plantains, and yams to diversify the crisp offerings. He said, quote, "I have in mind English potatoes, but if Barbadians show a preference for crisps made from West Indian grown fruits and vegetables, I will obviously cater to that demand," unquote. Following closely on the operation of the potato crisp plant, Mr. Benjamin planned to establish a cane furniture industry. He said he wanted to produce furniture from rattan imported from the Far East. However, he stressed his desire to source materials regionally and said that he was keeping in touch with British Guiana businessmen in the hope that wood supplies could be obtained from that country. Additionally, the report stated that Mr. Benjamin had applied to the government for pioneer status for both products. The two plants would employ about 14 people in the initial stages, but he said, quote, "There is plenty of room for improvement," unquote. Plans to bring into operation a potato crisp plant in Barbados that in the long term would offer chips made from breadfruits, plantains, and yams was published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, August 20th, 1960.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.